Councillor Lachman?
Well, just a couple things. I just want to build on what Councillor Austin said. One, to see this public engagement is amazing. And thank you for everyone who took the time to not only show up tonight, but also all week long. There were a lot of discussions. So we need this input. The second thing related to the question of residency, I also share Councillor Austin's view that the definitions need to be clarified and need to be cleaned up. I think, I've spoken to Carol. This has never been about one individual. Carol and I spoke. I deeply respect her service to the city and her commitment to the city. But I also want to make sure that the criteria for serving boards and commissions is clear. And ultimately, we need to encourage more people to be able to step up and serve. So I look forward to doing that. The third thing, just about the 5G ordinance, I think it's important to recognize the work that city staff has done to be proactive here. This is, like Councillor Austin said, right now we have no protections except some of the federal protections that govern 5G. So this is not the end. This is city staff doing their job to be proactive in the interest of the city. And then the last thing, this is probably the most talked about topic that I heard about all week, was around the question about timing and the revaluations. I didn't hear anyone say that we were opposed to a revaluation. It really was about timing and making sure that we don't do something that would have an adverse impact on taxpayers and property owners that are currently having a really difficult time. So I think this warrants more public discussion. I hope that we can have a specific meeting on this. And I don't think we should be in any position to rush into a decision. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Lachman.